EastEnders fans, welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 21st to the 25th of July 2025. How are you all? We hope you're well. And joining me today is the fantastic, the magnifique Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you? That just came out.
I did it. No, we ain't getting away. You ain't getting away with that. So, me and Ree were just having a conversation about the lyrics to Only Fools and Horses. You know, the say magnifique hooky street. Turns out Ree has been singing the wrong version of that all the way through her entire life. For a starter, she thought it was called Mucky Street.
Thought it was Mucky Street, yeah.
And then what did you say? What did you say you thought the magnifique bit was?
I thought it was Mandefeet Mucky Street.
What would that mean? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just
Monday
like...
feet, Mucky Street, Monday.
I
feet.
Like,
I mean, what a Monday
I
feet.
Like French Cockney rhyming slang. Like, well,
it was nearly French.
Feet,
yeah.
Mucky but Street.
What a Monday feet. Just the feet you have to start the week.
I didn't even see it as Monday feet. I was just saying, like, what I thought was some kind of French thing. I don't speak French. I did Spanish at school. So that's why. Anyway, Rob, neither of us have slept very well, have we? So,
is that your excuse?
Yeah, that's my excuse. Wiping it my entire life from. Yeah. Because I didn't sleep well last night.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all come to the surface. To be fair, neither of us slept brilliantly last night. Isn't it sweet? You know, our friendship is that close that we run in cycles when it comes to sleep sometimes, don't we?
Like, we're in sync.
We are in sync. Ree message me and say, I've had a rubbish night of sleep, and I'll be like, same, mate, as I, you know, hold my eyes open with matchsticks. But, you know, we're fine. We're here, and we're here for another discussion about another week in Walford. And it is all change at the Vic. Things have changed. Ooh. The second Slater era has officially begun, whether we like it or not.
In the blink of an eye, it's changed this week.
There is a sense that Ben Wagey has come in and said, that's what I want. Make it happen quickly.
Now.
Yeah, I want it done yesterday. And it's there, and it's happened. So we're there. The Slater era has officially begun. Linda and Elena out. They've literally just swapped. They've swapped houses because I think that's how it works.
I think we speculated that.
We did.
We said, do you reckon they're just going to swap?
They're just going to swap.
And they have.
I thought there'd be more, like, slightly more legal proceedings behind the whole thing, though, rather than just saying, should we swap? All right, yeah, fair. Let's do that then, and then that's it.
Do you know what though? Because the pals, I kind of get that. Kind of get why they're like, do you just want to swap now and just do it? Like, yeah, sure.
Sod the lawyers. Sod the solicitors. Yeah. Sod the contracts. Let's just swap houses. It'll be fine, won't it? So there you go. But Kat is the new landlady of the Vic. That is happening. And we are at the dawn of a brand new era for the Queen Victoria. Very exciting. So we should be talking about that later. Lots of other little things to discuss as well, including maybe the start of a big new story for Avani. Massive, massive blow up between Suki and Vinny. And lots of other stuff too. And Nigel and Julie are back on the square.
Yeah, that was quick as well. Another quick thing that happened. But that I'm all right.
That's fine.
That seemed okay, to be fair, that bit. But the Vic things have been super quick.
Super quick. But let's start off with talking about Suki and Avani on this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's begin this week. We're talking about the Panasars. An interesting week for the Panasars, to say the least.
What's going on?
It ended in a slightly odd moment, I would say, but we'll get to that in a moment. We shall get to that. What we forgot to discuss last week, because it was only kind of a fleeting thing and there was other stuff going on, Ash has got engaged, right, to an old woman. And Suki is sort of had her nose put out of joint because Ash has, like, literally had no communication with Suki whatsoever. In brackets, can you blame her, really, for the way that Suki treated her? You know, I love Suki
hashtag
with all my heart.
Kind of fair.
But, you know what I mean?
Kind of fair.
But one person that Ash is still speaking to and has invited to the wedding is Vinny.
Engagement party or wedding?
Well,
engagement party, I think.
Sure. A celebration of her relationship in some way, right? And so she's invited Vinny to said party. And Vinny at first was sort of trying to keep it a kind of secret, I think, wasn't he? Because he was sort of like, I bet she kicks off, so I'm just not going to say anything. But unfortunately, because he's Vinny, he leaves all his flight booking details on a computer just for Suki to find, because he's Vinny. Bless him. Bless his cottons.
Evidence scattered all over the place.
Honestly, just absolutely anywhere that she could find it. And they end up having an absolutely massive row. And I have to say, I thought this was my favourite scene of the week. I thought it was really strong stuff, this.
It was really strong stuff. Vinny's finally saying stuff to Suki that he has wanted to say for years and thinks it's okay. Well, not that he
You.
thinks it's okay, but like he feels okay in saying it, I guess.
Well, I mean, you got the impression that this is stuff that he's been kind of keeping close to his chest for many a year, isn't it? Because Suki's obviously gone through some stuff, but there's resentment there because of the way that Suki has been as a mother. And like I say, I love Suki to bits, but it's hard to deny anything that Vinny was saying, right?
I know she is trying to change, but you can't go back in time and change somebody's childhood and what's happened and the fact that, Ash isn't there, he's not able to see his sister anymore because she wanted to get as far away as possible, really,
Yeah,
didn't she? Let's be honest.
exactly.
But Suk, this is the thing is though, Suki, she has changed massively, let's be
Oh yeah,
honest.
hugely,
But
yeah.
she is still there are still those qualities there as well, like the fact that I mean, realistically, she changed that much. Surely she could just be happy that Ash has at least got a brother there for engagement, even if she doesn't feel like she can have her own mother there. But
Yeah.
instead, that makes Suki get her defences up and be like, well, why are you talking to her? She's not talking to me. Well, why can't I? It's his sister.
Yeah,
Come on,
exactly.
Suki. And then
Ever.
nasty Suki comes out because the defences are up. And
Yeah,
she
gives
starts
him
going, oh, well, you're not bad enough that you ruined my wedding with your dad and all that, brings all that
a.
up. Yeah, that's equivalent to this, isn't it, Suki?
Although, to be fair, she's right. Vidi is
I mean,
useless.
she is right. Yeah.
Lots of good points were thrown
While
around,
we're
left,
at it
right,
then,
like
while we're at it,
arrows.
Vinny.
Both of them have
Yeah.
arrows in their eye by the end
Yeah.
of his battle. It was all fair. I mean, yeah, it's hard to disagree with a lot of what you say. And to be fair, I kind of thought, it's all very well her saying, blaming everything on Nish, but at the same time, Nish was in prison for most of the kids' lives. He can't be blamed for every decision Suki has made as a mother, surely.
Well, I know because she did say that pretty much, didn't she? She went, I was the
Yeah,
mother that
it's all
Nish
Nish's
wanted me to
fault.
be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it in some respects, though, because the fact that he was in prison meant that she was a single mum for many years, which will have undoubtedly provided a lot of difficulties, especially to four young children on your own.
Yeah.
But in a way, I understand the point, but at the same time, that were your circumstance, and like you say, you can't keep blaming Nish for everything,
No,
like in
because
that
Nish at
respect.
no point would have told her to, right, just pretend you got cancer, all right? And
Yeah,
then
yeah, yeah.
that'll be fine. Like
Yeah.
Suki made that decision completely and utterly independently, all right? In
There
fact,
has
if
to be some
anything,
accountability, doesn't
of
there?
course there does. In fact, obviously, we know when Suki arrived, she was a very cold, icy woman that was really difficult to love, I think. She made being a close family, like Suzuki, I think in those early days, like the family was more of some sort of business arrangement, wasn't it? Like everybody had a hierarchy, everybody had a
Yeah.
rank. And I feel like there are still elements of that in the Panesar family for sure. Especially now Ravi's
Yeah.
arrived. You can sort of see the hierarchy and the ranking kind of, and Vinny had made a perfectly good point. One of the kids is dead because of her actions. Another one is rotting away in prison for no reason whatsoever. And
For
another one.
life as well.
Exactly, and another one has just abandoned her because of her homophobia towards her. So she can't really kick off too much of at this, I don't think. It might hurt to hear the truth, and I understand why she's getting defensive because it's not nice to be presented with all those sorts of things. But at the same time, fair play, Vinny.
Yeah, I agree. And so, how long do you reckon he's going to go away for? Or do you think this is going to push him to say, do you know what? I'm going to stay with Ash as well while we're at it for an extended amount of time?
I mean, I
Wouldn't
hope
blame
not,
him, would
because.
you?
You couldn't blame him, but I hope not, because I love useless Vinny. He just makes me laugh. Whenever he cocks up, it's sort of like, yep, that's Vinny.
I
Like, it
agree. And
just.
I feel like she needs one of her. I know she kind of sees Ravi as her own because he's like a stepson, but she needs one of her own kids still there, I feel.
I see, the thing is, they don't do enough with it, but I really do like the Vinny and Suki dynamic, because if anything, it's interesting that the one that she's always sort of looked down a little bit on in her family. She is always the one that's still there. It's kind of got that little element of how Billy was in the Mitchell family in the early years. Do you remember? Like that sort of one that
Yes.
they all looked down upon, but was always sort of endlessly loyal.
Yes, I know what you mean. But that loyalty comes out of, all this stuff that's happened to you over the years and wanting to just be appreciated, doesn't it?
Yeah,
That's
it's all he
where the loyalty
wants.
actually comes from, really.
Yeah.
But maybe if he keeps feeling pushed away and
Yeah.
she's going to keep talking to him like this, he'll eventually go, well, sod it.
Yeah, and it's kind of why Vinny is so useless in a lot of ways, because he finds that he has to overcompensate a lot of the time.
Yes.
in order to earn his place in the Panesar family. So it's an
Massive.
interesting dynamic, and I hope that they start to sort of explore Suki and Vinny's relationship a little bit more, because I do find it quite fascinating to watch. And I've got to be honest, I have missed Ruthless Suki. I understand the journey that she's gone on with Eve and everything, but at the same time, Suki was a great soap bitch when she first started, and I sort of missed that element to her.
I agree, and there are still going to be those elements to her, aren't there? Just because she's now herself in, like, with a relationship with Eve, doesn't mean that some of those qualities aren't just part of her personality as well, like we've seen this week. But again, I feel like it comes from defensiveness, and it's like, well, I'm going to hit you where it hurts because you've hurt me by lying to me and not telling me that you're going to see Ash. So I'm going to hit you where it hurts.
Right around the
Typical
face.
Suki, but yeah. Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
No, bad.
Well, not
No,
out of
bad.
character though for her, is it?
No, not really. So Vinny has now gone off to Vancouver for a bit to see Ash, so we'll see how that sort of return happens when it happens. Meanwhile, Avani has discovered something a little bit traumatic for herself, or rather, in Avani's eyes, something quite cringe about herself. I quite like that. She wasn't scared. She wasn't worried. She was just like, "This is so cringe. I can't believe I'm pregnant. I've had one shag and I'm pregnant. That's absolutely cringe."
Actually, on that topic, I thought that she'd slept with Joel twice. I were a bit confused. I'm sure she slept with him twice, but
I think it only happened the once. I think that the thing that Joel filmed, I don't think that was
it was
sex. I
just
think
bits.
I think bits and pieces happened, literally. But I think the one time they slept together was, remember when Joel walked her home? It was the first sort of moments we were getting of, oh, Joel's a bit dark. I think it was that night that this has come from, because she's a month pregnant. It's all on the test,
I
isn't it?
thought that it had been, it said 4+ weeks, so
Yeah.
more
Yeah,
than that.
so over a month pregnant.
In fact, that's a point. How long ago was it?
I mean, it was about over a month ago, I would say.
No, but I feel like it was longer than a month ago, but it'll be
One
kind of
plus.
relevant to how the story potentially plays out, how far
Yeah.
along she is.
Yeah. Well, obviously her first thoughts is no. So she confides in Barney. Just pause here for a moment. She was going on about getting abortion pills off the internet. Is that a thing? That's
I don't know. It
crazy.
sounds like
I
it.
mean, I'm not
Well,
surprised, but at the same time, it's sort of like that sounds horrifically
they
dangerous.
did
So,
do this on Coronation Street, actually.
oh,
I
did
don't know if
they?
it were abortion pills. Yeah, but Joel the baddie on Coronation, he got some for Lauren to take and like crushing up, putting them in her food.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if they were specifically abortion pills. But that is what you take. That is one of the methods that you can have an
Oh, yeah, I
abortion, is
know, but
take a
getting them off the
pill.
internet,
So
that sounds just
maybe,
like anything could
yeah.
happen.
Well, back in the day, I think you used to be able to go to a pharmacy and just get one there, as far as I know. But
What,
I
like
don't know
over the
if there's
counter?
more. Yeah, I remember a couple of my friends. Oh, no, that's morning after pill,
Yeah,
isn't
morning
it? No,
after
it's
pill you
not.
can get. Yeah,
No.
morning after pill. But in terms of like, because we've seen obviously, in the past few years, a couple of characters like go to have an abortion or something, and they've been told that, Anna had it, Whitney had it, where you take two tablets over 2 days. And that's all, doctor approved stuff. But the thought of getting those things off the internet is a bit kind of scary, because that could be anything.
Well, yeah, very definitely. And yeah, it would be anything because surely it's going to be dodgy if you're
Yeah.
getting it off the internet. Because
Thank God
surely
she
you
told
need to
Barney.
go. Well, this is it. And plus, this is the other thing, what I'm saying about how far along she is. Because I think, dependent on how far along you are, you can't actually do it like that sometimes. It depends how far along you are.
So she definitely needs to go and see a professional GP and have
Yes,
a
that's
proper conversation
100%
about it. Yes, exactly
safe
what
to
she needs to
say.
do. Exactly what she needs to do. However, while she's busy researching stuff, Suki appears behind her. She kind of absorbs the power of Vinny for a moment and starts like openly sort of researching stuff. And Suki walks in and sees this. So she's kind of forced to confess, yeah, I'm pregnant, and you're definitely not allowed to tell anybody. And Suki is now, Suki goes in quite a strange direction by the end of the week, I would argue. I'm surprised that we ended up here, because she goes to the
Very.
good, well, she goes to the Gurdwara to sort of talk to the Granthaji, or the Grant, what's he called? The Granthi.
Granthi
Grant,
G,
the
she calls him, but I
Granthi,
think it's a Granthi, the G is with respect,
And she's sort of talking to him about the situation. He basically turns around to her and says, like, well, you kind of need to think about Avani more than anything else here, which I was surprised. So I was sort of surprised that he was that, like, gave her that advice. I was expecting it. I think she went there hoping that he was going to be kind of really stoic with it and say, that's wrong and all this kind of thing. So I wonder if she got the advice that she was actually wanting off him at that moment.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, because I agree with you, because I think she wanted, because basically she said, didn't she, like, it's God's will that she's got pregnant. So, I don't feel comfortable with her having an abortion, because I think that comes from possibly Suki's religious views, her personal, like, religious views on it. But then she mentioned about Ash, because this is why she, one of the reasons she'd fallen out with Ash, weren't it, many years ago, because she'd had an abortion at 19. So it seems like Suki's a bit against abortion, it would seem, I think. But even still, yeah, like you said, so then did she get the answer she wanted from the Granthi? Because he was like, well, ultimately, it's Avani's choice, like, as you should say, like, it's her body, it's her
Her body,
choice.
her choice, exactly. But then she goes to Avani and she says, "Well, look, listen, you don't need to have an abortion. Just have the baby, and then I'll raise her." It's an insane idea.
What is the
Absolute,
logic?
this is absolute madness. What's she talking about, Suki? This is bonkers. So she wants her 16-year-old granddaughter, effectively, to just go full term, have this baby, and then just give it to Suki.
But
That's
then she
what?
said, I'll bring them up as my own. But what is Suki planning? Is Suki intending on
Just
pretending that
surprising
she's
Eve with
actually
it.
pregnant?
Like surprising Eve with it one day. You know, like on those Christmas Day videos when like a puppy is unveiled from a box with holes in. Surprise, Merry Christmas, we've got a baby now. That's not gonna work. I don't think, has Eve mentioned wanting to ever have
This is
children?
it.
Don't think she has she?
No, I don't think she has. But this is it. This is where I'm confused. Obviously, they've left it on a cliffhanger, and we're probably going to get a lot of these answers, like, in the first episode next week.
Probably, yeah.
But it's like, what is Suki's plan? What? So that Avani covers it up for 9 months. Suki's going to pretend that she's pregnant, make out to Eve that she had a one-night stand with a man, just to see whether I am still interested. You know what I mean? Say something like that,
Well, I mean,
like.
I would presume. See, the thing is, I'm unsure as to whether, and I think it might be a bit of both, that she's, yes, we've kind of maybe worked out that Suki's not keen on the idea of abortion anyway. But also, I think there's an element of her. I think everything that was happened with Vinny this week, and sort of the stuff with Ash, has sort of made her regret her choices as a mother. So, if she is she trying to sort of start again? Now it's trying to work out
100%.
which one is kind of higher up a priority list. Either way, it's insane.
I think it's come at a time where she's having all these realizations of all the things that she's done wrong in motherhood, and she's going, well, here's a chance to fix it. It is a blank canvas for you, and Avani don't really want this kid anyway. Why don't you just do it all with this kid and do it right instead? And
Mad.
they're your family anyway. So there you go, Suke. Look, oh look, see, maybe she's seeing that as God's will as well,
I mean, I
in her
just think
head.
it's madness, isn't it? I mean,
It is.
is she just using the sort? Is she using the religious aspect as almost an excuse? This is really wrong, Ivana. You need to sort of stay pregnant, and then I'll look after the baby. You know what I mean? But then everybody's happy. It's sort of like, no, not everybody's happy. Ivana doesn't want to be pregnant for 9 months because she's
No.
16.
She don't want a baby. Because this is the thing, because Ivana keeps saying, I don't want a baby. And Suki's like, well, I do. So. But
So
this is what I
what?
don't
Good for
understand.
you.
Because it seems like neither of them are going to tell Priya and Ravi. Because obviously, Ivana sees them arguing and they're talking. And then I think Priya says something like, this family needs any more trouble. So then obviously, Ivana goes,
And
well, I
Ivani,
definitely can't tell her about my
yeah, because
situation then.
she at one point turns around to Ivani and says, "You're the only one in this family with their head screwed on, right?"
Even more reason for her to not, supposedly in her mind, not tell her mum. Because I think Priya would be very, I think she'd be the perfect person for her to have blooming told, not Suki, who's trying to suggest this.
Like, no offense to Priya, but I wouldn't be surprised if, and I don't mean this derogatory, but I wouldn't be surprised if Priya sort of has been in this position herself before, in terms of,
Possibly.
what we imagine Priya's life was like before we met her. It's a sort of maybe situation she'd find herself in, or at the very least, she would
Well,
know exactly what to do in this situation, you know?
she was a young mum herself as well, so she's the
Exactly,
perfect
yeah.
person to talk to, and she could say, I had all these thoughts as well, Ivani, but
Yeah.
I weighed this up and I weighed that up. But ultimately, it is your choice. And like you said, she might say, actually, there was a point where I said, no, that's not right. This isn't the right timing for me. And
Yeah.
I, did the same as what you're considering.
Yeah, I'm not saying like Priya is prime suspect for being underage pregnant,
I
but
know
at
what you're
least
saying,
at the
like,
very least she will have known she'll have a good idea about what will be going through Ivani's head at this moment. And as well as that,
exactly.
nobody is considering the fact. I know that nobody's really quite fully aware of what Joel is at this point, but like Ivani needs at the very least knows that he is a creep and
He's a
like
wrong'un.
is a wrong'un. So why the hell would she want to have a kid with him?
Because they'd be kind of connected for life, really. Even if Joel, knowing Joel, would decide to have involvement depending on what suits him and, you know, his ego at the time. But
Yeah.
he might say, I don't want anything to do with it, and then turn up in 18 years' time and be like, my kid still.
Yeah.
And yeah, she
Yeah.
don't want to be tied to
So,
Joel.
I mean, what's going to happen here? I don't think that this is like Vani's
I
not going to do this,
don't
right? Surely.
know. I don't know. And if they.
I feel like she's going to go to have an abortion behind Suki's back, if I'm honest.
Okay, well, that would be a bit more believable, but I don't know, because Ivana is very vulnerable. Is she going to get spoke? Is she going to get talked into it? I don't know. At least Barney knows. Like, maybe Barney will be like, "Oh, I don't know, Ivana. That doesn't seem like that seems like an odd proposition from your grandma. Maybe that's not."
Yeah.
Because at least Barney does know, which is good, so she can kind
Yeah,
of
I mean,
riff off
she's told
him, so to
exactly the
speak.
right person. It's literally
Yeah,
the wisest person on the entire
literally,
square is
literally,
16
yeah.
is 16-year-old Barney Mitchell, you know. So at least she's told the right person. She's got somebody very sensible with his head screwed on the right way to sort of help her through it. And Barney's all sort of like, "Yeah, I'll go to the clinic with you. Absolutely fine, you know. I'll be a friend for you." Like, he's lovely, Barney. We love Barney. He's adorable. I feel like she's going to just do it behind Suki. I don't think there is a second of her that will think that this is even a remote possibility that she's going to do this.
I'm not so sure, you know, because I don't understand why they've put all this in the first place, then, to be honest.
Is it more about Suki than Avani?
But why, like, do you think, what do you think Suki's reaction will be if she finds out that Ivana's
Oh.
done it behind her back then after she's
Betrayed,
propositioned this?
she'll feel. The thing is with Suki, I like the fact that they're framing Suki to be so close with her, grandkids. You know, both
Step
Nugget and yeah,
grandkids,
like
yeah.
Nugget and Suki are like really close with Suki. So this is why they go to her with these kind of problems. But if she's now going to perpetuate her own issues onto them, and they're having to suffer to make Suki feel better about her own life, and that's going to tear them apart.
Yeah, you'd think. Interesting. I actually think that I think Suki'll take her to the doctors, see how far along she is, and I think it's going to be all dependent on that. And I think if she's further along than we suspect, because I do think it's a lot more than a month. I feel like it were a lot longer than a month ago when her and Joel.
What's the limit you can have an abortion for? Is it
I
3 months?
think it's about 24 weeks, which is about 5 months.
Thank you. Do the maths for me. Thank you very much.
Or is it
Yeah.
5 months? Is it 24 weeks? No, tw yeah, 24 weeks. I
24
think,
weeks. Oh, okay.
yes, yeah, about five. Is that even 6 months, maybe?
No, that's
But
quite
people
late.
have, well, this is the thing, people have different views on at what point is it gone from a fetus to a baby and a life and all that jazz, which is why I'm wondering if that might play a part in it all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the sort of the moral implications behind the storyline and sort of bringing in Suki's religion into the whole thing. That'd be quite interesting to sort of look at the relationship between abortion and religion and all that kind of thing. But I feel like this is very much Suki trying to make up for past mistakes more than it is a religious thing. Like, this is Suki being a bit selfish, in all honesty, I
I
think.
agree, and like you said, I think that's why she went to the grandfather, because she was expecting maybe a
Yeah.
different answer.
And then she could have gone back to Avani armed with sort of like reasons as to why this shouldn't happen, and was almost left disappointed when he goes, "Her choice."
Because she still
So,
ignored him pretty much, didn't she?
of
She's
course
not
she
doing
did.
what Ivani wants. She's
No.
just like, here's option C, Ivani, that
Yeah.
we've not contemplated. I'll just bring your baby up.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. But this is Suki, isn't it? What is a great plan? Like I say, what's
Yeah.
she gonna do? Lock Ivani up and keep her under lock and key
Yeah,
for
for
9 months
9 months.
while she hides a bump? Because you
Yeah.
don't think. Then again, no, you know, no one knew suddenly you were pregnant. So, no, strange
No.
things have happened.
A little bit of outside stuff with Ravi and Harry. The week
Oh
starts
yeah.
with the week starts with sort of the Panasar house being raided by like a SWAT team
Yes.
because someone has grassed up Ravi for drugs and stuff. Guess who? Nicola Mitchell. I mean, she's
I
only my
didn't quite buy
constituent.
that.
I did. I understood what totally why she. I don't think it was clever or wise or remotely intelligent to do, but I got why she did it.
I got why she did it, but I just think it's out of character for any Mitchell to grasp, even given the circumstance. I get it. But
They're always
also,
so
like,
cagey around the idea of grassing the Mitchells, but I feel like they'll do it to get revenge on people.
and anything for my boys, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
It just felt a bit unusual that Nicola had grassed to the police, but given the circumstance, I get it.
Well, I mean, it's not like she rang 999 and said, "Do you know what? This is happening." It's because she showed Jack the message, didn't she? Like that, she managed to get on
True.
Harry's phone. I quite enjoyed her trying to break into Harry's phone and then realizing it was Shireen, the code on his phone was Shireen's birthday. Will you get over her, for God's sake? She's on another planet, is Nicola.
She's
I love her.
ruthless, isn't
I
she?
love
She's
her. I
amazing.
absolutely
I know.
adore that woman. And so, what basically happens here is Ravi gets arrested with what's he called, Oki. He's a regular character
Yes.
soon, by the way. He's like
How
he's got promo pictures and stuff. Apparently, he's around to stay for a bit. I'm assuming just
is
for this
that? Interesting.
storyline, but he's going to be a semi-regular. He's got promo pictures. He's in the middle of the credits, like he's a thing. So,
We've got more to come then from him.
yeah.
Interesting. I don't mind him, to be fair.
Okie dokie.
Okie
Okie
dokie.
kokie, shake it all about. So the obviously no evidence because Harry realizes kind of what's gone on and sort of has to go around hiding everything. Kojo ends up getting himself involved. I'm telling you, Kojo's in danger. This isn't going to end well.
I agree. He's going to do something else, isn't he? Or Ravi's just going to find out what happened in first place. He's
Yeah.
going to get blurted out at some point, isn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe
Either
even
way.
Nicola wouldn't have a problem dropping Kojo in it, I
Oh, of
don't
course you
think.
wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. Without a second heartbeat. So, yeah, either way, I think Kojo's heading for a car boot or something like that, isn't he? All tied up
Yeah,
and gagged.
possibly.
Yeah, it's not going to end well. So, much to come there with sort of Panesar drama and all that kind of thing. I'm intrigued to sort of see where this thing with Suki goes, even though it kind of did feel a little bit out of the blue. Because it was
Yes,
sort
it
of
did.
like.
This is the thing. The entire week felt a bit out of the blue, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of it's just happened so quickly. But I also understand why. But it has felt like the biggest shift in the executive producers, I think, this week. But do you know what? By next week, sometimes this happens and things feel quick. And then by next week, you kind of settled into it. So maybe it's just been one of those weeks.
It's been a very sort of, I feel like it's been a very sort of obvious sort of like this is, because sometimes it's a bit unclear when stuff starts for a new producer, but I feel like we're very, it's very kind of, there's been a line in the sand almost where this is where Ben Wadhew's stuff has started. So it's, I think, maybe a little bit jarring as to how quickly stuff has happened, but I'm sure we'll sort of get used to it, you know, for too much longer. But we'll see what happens. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So we did predict it last week. Nigel is back already. Bless him. The very first shot of the week is him sort of panicking on the tube, which, by the way, they're getting some money worth out of this new tube set they've got, haven't they? Have you noticed?
Are they? Yeah,
I
I have
know.
noticed. Yeah,
I like
and
the news. I like the tube carriage set.
yeah, I like it. And also, I feel like they're quite good at making it feel like it's in motion and stuff. Is it in
Yeah.
motion?
Well, I assume so. They'll probably have it on like one of those little rocking things, won't they?
You're
And then
right. Okay.
all that needs to happen is the actors just need to go like
Yeah,
that.
true.
Like a couple of, like a load of nodding busters just sort of lean backwards and forwards like they're on a rocking chair. And it just
Yeah.
creates the beautiful effect that you're on a carriage. It's good.
Yeah, it
It's good. I
does.
like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what he like we said this, like it was clearly he's just run away. After 2 days with Julie, it's like, no, screw that. Got back on the train.
It doesn't sound like he even made it to Scotland, with the impression
No.
I'd got. Like, she
Probably.
went to the toilet and he jumped back on her train to London or
Yeah,
something.
no, and just got back straight back on the train in the opposite
Yeah.
direction again. Bless him. I mean, and he was
Oh.
all really disorientated and everything. The first Phil knows about it is when Julie sort of arrives and goes, don't suppose you've seen Nigel, have you?
Is he with you?
Is
Is
he
he
with
with you,
you?
Phil?
Kind of hope you're
Otherwise,
going to
we've
say
lost
yes.
him.
Yeah, kind of hope you're going to say yes, because if not, then I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
He's been in my care 24 hours and I've lost him already. And bless him, Nigel does sort of turn up because he starts kind of kicking off at the tube station. He's so confused, bless him, and he just doesn't know what's happening. Phil obviously is still kind of falling out with Jay and Callum, and this sort of seems to kind of put the idea of him sort of taking Lexi away to bed a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I said this to you last week. As soon as
Yeah.
Nigel comes back, I'm like, oh, I don't want to actually, which is pretty much
Yeah.
what he's done. So
Kind
why
of.
he even got brought up last week? Well, I think I do kind of get it. With Phil trying to be all ultimatum and
Yeah,
stuff
yeah.
and.
Well, it was still reacting, wasn't it? It was still
Yeah, still
reacting to the fact
reacting
that the
mode.
one thing that was giving him purpose in life was gone. So he kind of reverts back into old Phil mode a little bit. But it seems like now Nigel is back, he's sort of softening a little bit more again. He's obviously still not thrilled with the way everything played out, but I feel like he's sort of backed off a little bit for now. I feel like it won't take much to put him back in that mode, though.
I agree. I agree. Depends what happens next. But it looks like Johnny's gone away anyway, so.
Yeah, so the Johnny and Callum thing seems to have been put on hold for a little bit.
Yeah,
So I
the
don't know,
back
we'll
burner.
see. But what we also said last week was that, well, I guess if Julie might just have to come and live with the Mitchells, and that's exactly what's happened.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? It actually makes total sense as well. Phil's already got Nigel into his routines in London.
Yeah.
That's what Nigel is more familiar with now because he's been there whilst going through his dementia. It actually does make more sense that he stays in Walford and
Yeah,
that
of course it
Julie
does.
does go and stay there for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and because they finally started actually listening to what Nigel wants, and he said, I want to stay here, but I also would like you to stay, Julie. And Phil has to sort of go, all right, fine, there's a spare room. And we'll sort of muddle along. Now, obviously, Phil and Julie living together does not start off well because, you know,
No.
Julie's trying to make him eat fruit and things like
She's trying to make me eat
that.
avocado on
Avocado.
toast with real eggs.
I'm with Phil on that one. I've never had an avocado before in my life.
Oh, have
And
you not? Oh,
do you know what? They're really
goodness.
fattening. They're really fat.
Yeah, but.
When I was on Slimming World, sin points
Yeah.
you get on Slimming World, right?
Yeah,
Apparently, they're
but.
not far off having a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're still good for you, ultimately. Like, everything in moderation, Robert.
Yeah, that's
Everything
true.
in
That's true,
moderation.
Rihanna. That's very, very true, Rihanna. But they kind of start to sort of getting along a little bit more. But I feel like as Nigel gets worse, it's not going to be an easy sort of living situation for any of them, is
No.
it?
Do you know what it is, though, as well? I think because Phil's got Nigel into a routine, Phil's in that routine as well. So then it's
Yeah.
disrupted Phil's routine as well as Nigel's in a way. Nigel feels somewhat less disrupted because he did have routines with Julie, I'm sure, even
Yeah.
before the dementia. So Julie's not as alien to him when he's lucid, so to speak. But for Phil, he's got used to this with Nigel. He's fresh out of the mental health unit, gone straight into caring for Nigel, but now he's
Yeah.
got to share that care with Julie, who he didn't really get on with. And he goes, "Oh, I like watching films with subtitles." I'm with Phil on that one.
Oh, see, I don't mind subtitles.
I don't mind subtitles like when I'm watching EastEnders, but if it's the subtitles on the film, I'm like, I can't follow it.
What's the
I can't
difference?
deal with it. If it's translating from another language, like, I can't even watch things that are dubbed over. I don't know
Really?
what it. I just can't get into it. Oh,
Wow.
yeah, I just can't.
There you go.
Personally, that's my personal
I mean, to
thing.
be fair, you know, they're talking about routine. It seems that their routine is basically, you know, have a takeaway, watch Pointless, which it's a perfectly fine routine. Nothing wrong with watching Pointless every day. It's a good show.
Yeah, and I did feel like when Julie was like went the breakfast thing, and she's like, "Oh, he's like, oh, you have a fry up every day, don't you, Nige?" And she's like, "Oh, he's gonna die heart attack first." A part of me was just kind of like, "Let him live,
Let him
love."
live. You know what I mean? Like, if he wants a
Yeah.
if he wants a bacon sandwich for every single morning, let him have a bacon
Yeah,
sandwich. Do you know what
while
I
he
mean?
can.
Like,
That's what
it's
I thought, if I'm honest with you. I'm sure people might be like, "Well, actually, avocados are much better for your mental health or something," which fine, but can he have that for his lunch? Let the
yeah,
man have
exactly. Like, I'm
something.
not being funny.
I
Like,
don't know.
he's got a disease that's going to kill him in a few months' time.
Yeah.
Let him have a happy meal. Do you know what I mean?
That's
Not a
what I
happy meal.
think.
I'm from
Yeah.
McDonald's, but I mean, if he wants that, let him have that as well. You know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see kind of how this goes. I feel like they're going to ultimately muddle along fine. I feel like
Yeah.
there's going to be a few hiccups along the way, but I
Yeah.
feel like the main sort of road towards Nigel's eventual sad demise is going to be relatively sort of okay between them. I think they'll learn
Yeah.
to work together.
I think they're going to end up best friends by
I
the end
feel
of
like they,
it.
I, do you know what? I feel like you're right. I feel like they're going to
Yeah.
get on. They're going to kind of have quite a good relationship. What if? You not
No.
reckon? I wouldn't be
No.
surprised. You know, grief does funny things to you in that
Rob
square.
was trying to say, in case anyone doesn't understand what Rob was trying to say, because I just went,
Psychic
no.
re-read my mind.
No.
I don't think I was being that subtle, to be fair.
I know, maybe not, but I know I don't think that Phil and Julie will end up
You
being
don't
a
think a bit of
romantic
grief sex
thing.
might happen?
I really hope not,
Because if Phil's
actually.
lonely, and as Nigel
Yeah.
sort of fades away more,
Yeah, I
Julie's going to
get it.
start to feel more lonely.
No.
I wouldn't
That wouldn't be
cancel it
right
out
to Nigel,
altogether.
that. He'd hate that.
I doubt he'd know by the end. He's
Well, I
not going to
know
have a
about the
clue, is
point that
he?
it happened. Yeah. No, I don't. I hope that doesn't happen, if I'm honest with you. I hope that they end up just having a really good bond, being best mates, and then every so often when Steve McFadden needs a break, instead of going to Portugal, they'll be like, "Oh, he's going to see Julie for a bit in Scotland, have a little catch up." No, not a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, just a platonic catch up. Phil can't do platonic though with women, can
No,
he?
You can't even
Not very
say
good at
platonic. You can't
that.
even say platonic. You know what I mean?
No.
I
Oh, I
wouldn't
hope not.
be, I
Well, there
wouldn't
we
be
go.
surprised. I'm not saying I
It's what
want
it
it to happen
is.
necessarily, but
I
you know.
thought him and Linda were going to be a thing anyway. I thought that was going to
No,
be a
that's the
thing.
last thing. I'd rather Julie and him get married rather than him and Linda sleep together, if I'm honest.
I mean, I'd rather him not get with any of them.
Just stay
I'd rather him
a
and Sharon
miserable
get back
bachelor
together
for
when
the
she's
rest of his
back.
life. Oh, well, yeah, there is that.
But there
We'll
we go.
see. We'll see. Let us know in the comment section where you think the any of the story's lines are going. Who do you think? Do you reckon that they might go there? I'm not saying I want it to happen, but I can see it happening.
Hope not.
We shall see. Right, before we get to the big changeover at the Vic, let's have a bit of a chat about Oscar. A little few little
Yes.
developments here. First of all, he discovers the truth about Annie.
Yes, he did. And I was shocked at his initial reaction. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to go and tell Max. Can't wait to see his face.
I
Like,
mean, it seemed to be the typical sort of little shit attitude that I'd expect of Oscar, in all fairness, though.
kind of true, but I actually thought my initial thought was he'd just go, I'm not going to tell Max he's a rubbish dad. Why would I inflict, Annie on that rubbishness? But no, he just wanted to see Max's face.
Did you kind of get why Linda told him? Or did it seem a bit sort of, I wasn't sure whether she needed to tell him at that moment, to be honest.
I don't think she necessarily needed to at that moment, but I think there are quite a few people at Square who know now, so maybe she was just thinking, rather than him finding out from someone else and then potentially telling Max, at least it's coming from her. And then she had the opportunity to be like, can you please not tell
I
Max?
mean, I feel like if I was Linda and I knew I was going on a cruise, I feel like if I felt I had to tell Oscar, I'd wait till my cruise was finished so I could enjoy my
True.
holiday rather than worrying for 2 weeks about my while I was on my cruise ship and then coming back to the worries.
But no, but on the flip side, she might have just been worrying the entire holiday that somebody else had
Someone
let it
else has
slip
told
to
him.
him. So actually, she's took kind of control in the situation because, yeah.
So, I mean, do we think now, I think has that pretty much confirmed that Oscar is going to be the reason that Max comes back, because he's going to tell Max the truth?
Is it going to be that brings him back? I don't know. I don't know whether it'll be that he tells him about Annie, or it's going to be the Fat Mike stuff and he comes to try and help with that situation.
Or not
One
Fat
or the
Mike.
other.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather see Max discover it for himself when he's back, rather than him find out off screen, if I'm honest. Because that means
Yeah, this
that
is what I'm
he's, because
thinking.
that's like, how old's Annie now? Like 4 or something like that. So that's years of lying to him. I feel like I'd quite like to see him have that moment where he
Exactly.
realizes the truth.
It could be that he actually does come back to help Oscar with the Fat Mike thing, and then Oscar tells him, and then we see it. That'd be
I
maybe a
wonder
better
then,
way.
because we know that Max is coming back for a bit and then going away again and then coming back full time. So I wonder if he'll find out the truth just before he goes, and that will be the reason he
Possibly.
comes back.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm
And
still
let's
convinced
not
he's going
forget.
to be. I'm still convinced he's going to be the reason that he's going to be mixed in with Stacey's exit somewhere along the way. So,
I mean, it makes sense. You can't have Max coming back, Stacey leaving, and there be no crossover. But it might work out that way for all we know. But it would make sense that he's part of it. Or maybe even he could be the one who says to Stacey, I think you need some time away from the square. You've got too many memories, too many ghosts here, and all of that. Is he going to come back with baby Abby? Surely then. Because he has got baby Abby,
Yeah, he has
hasn't
got
he?
baby Abby. I mean, I would have thought so, unless,
He's not a baby anymore, I would have
no, not
thought.
baby Abby. It's just going to be like baby David out of the Royal Family, isn't it? He's going to be like a 6 foot man. That's baby David. Unless he's kind of dumped her somewhere. I don't mean like in a basket in a river, but like giving him
No,
to,
like
metal but
handed
rainy
her
or
back to
something.
Rainey or
Yeah, or
something.
something like that. So they don't have to sort of worry about that. Because at the end of the day, kids are lovely, but at the same time, they do sort of drag soap characters down sometimes when there's too many kids around. And
Yeah.
it seems as though he's going to be
I know
concentrating,
what you mean.
presumably, on Annie when he gets back. It feels like, I don't know, we'll see.
I don't know, it'd feel weird if he didn't come back with baby Abby though, after all of the stuff that were kicking off between him and Rainey over her. Because it's not like they've mentioned that she's gone to live with Tanya, because that would have been a perfectly reasonable way of saying baby Abby's not coming back. She's ended up living with Tanya, who's her grandmother. But so I think that she will come back. It'd make more sense that she did, but whether she does, I don't
Yeah,
know.
because she's going to be, like you say, what's she going to be like? How old's she going to be? Like nearly.
No, not 10. Well, when did Abby
When did
die?
Abby give birth? Like, that would have been 2018, I think. So that's like 8.
19, 20. About
Ladies and
seven. You
gentlemen,
reckon she's
Carol
about.
Vorderman.
Yes, I do still have to count on my fingers. All right, it's the easiest way of doing it.
Oh, don't worry, Ree. When I have to go over 20, I have to take my trousers off to count 21. Anyway,
So
so
anyway,
we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there.
yeah.
But more importantly and more immediately, we see Not Fat Mike again this week because
Yes.
Oscar's looking after Louis and Jimmy because he's getting a bit of responsibility. They're slowly starting to trust him a little bit with sort of
Yeah.
responsibilities, aren't they? That's soon going to go out the window because, you know, the second that he's left with them, Not Fat Mike arrives and is threatening Oscar with a knife, and he's found him, and it's not looking good, basically, is it?
No, it's not, but I found it odd that Fat Mike took the risk of going into the house, seemingly not knowing who was in the house, and then as soon as Lauren and Peter got back, he jetted. But I guess it was just more of a like, I know where you are, Oscar, I'm gonna come for you and
I mean, well, I would presume that he's been watching the house, so he knew when they'd left.
maybe. Yeah, and then when they've come back, he's gone,
Yeah.
maybe another time
Bye.
then.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but I mean, so how is this going to progress? I feel like not well, obviously. Like this is, I feel like Oscar's now going to get really, really paranoid, and like
Yeah.
sort of something bad's going to happen because of that, rather than sort of indirectly something's going to happen out of this that's going
Oh,
to
and
get
see,
checked out.
I think that some big incident's going to happen, and all crew are going to come after him, and then it'll
Oh,
be, and
okay.
then we'll end on a duff duff of Max saving the day and being like,
Maybe.
"Oi, that's my son." Dun, dun, dun,
Do,
dun,
do,
dun,
do,
dun,
do,
dun,
do,
dun.
do, do. Maybe.
Something like that, maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing where all the Oscar stuff goes because
Yeah.
he's great. He's brilliant,
He's
isn't he?
amazing. I
He's a
love him. I actually
really,
love him.
he's a great new character. I'm really
Yeah.
excited to sort of see the journey of Oscar. Although, there was a
Otto.
very scary moment this week. Oh, I don't know if it was sort of just harking back or just sort of a reflective moment or anything like that. You know, when he came out of the house with that guy he pulled.
Isaac, I remember his
Yeah,
name, Rob,
Isaac.
yeah.
Yeah. Well done. More than Oscar did, to be fair. He didn't even know his
Yeah.
name. Like the angle that they sort of filmed them going out, they sort of focused on the roof of the Vic. Did you notice? And then they
No, I
sort
didn't
of,
notice.
they did. Yeah,
Oh, okay, so
they
maybe he's
did.
going to have an incident up there with Fat Mike and the crew then.
Oh, imagine that's the thing. The first thing that Max sees
Yeah.
when he comes back on the square is that he looks up and sees Oscar on the roof. He's like, oh my God, not again.
Yeah, possibly. That'd make sense. I didn't notice that shot though, but
And
yeah.
then he finally manages to rescue a kid from falling off the roof of the Vic. That'd be a
Yeah.
good moment for Max, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. There we go. I think that's how it's happening then.
We'll
There you go,
see.
job done.
Job done. That's what we do. That's what we do.
You don't need to watch anymore. We've figured
No,
out how
we've
it's all
solved
gonna happen,
that.
don't
There
worry.
we go. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the final storyline of the week. And this is the new era for the Vic. So the Slaters are officially in the Vic. The day of the auction has arrived. Everybody's excited, except Stacey, who is getting phone calls off Alfie. And when she eventually answers the phone, I was a bit confused here because Alfie was sort of like, "Yeah, I need 50 grand." So, like, why did he? Was it just like he found some people that might be able to give him information about Zoe?
I think that's
And
exactly what it was. They found some of the men who were like, "Here's 50 grand and we'll tell you where she is,"
what men
kind of
though?
thing, I think.
Because
Men who were
remember that
after
the
the money
whole,
from Zoe. I
yeah,
don't
but
know.
there wasn't anybody after her, it turned out, because she was faking those messages, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she was.
So I was like, who are these men that he's giving money
That's
to?
such a good point. I'd forgotten about that bit. I don't know. It all sounds dodgy, doesn't it?
No, he's
Let's
like,
be honest. I mean,
yeah.
Jean straight away were like, "That's dodgy." I'm like,
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
well, Jean automatically jumps on the possibility that clearly Hayley's getting involved somewhere along the line of this, and Stacey's like, yeah, it's Hayley. Yeah, that works. Yeah, sure. Go on.
Well, I'm going to say I've got a massive issue with this plot, if I'm honest with you,
Go on.
because the reason Zoe has said, "Please don't tell Kat. If you tell Kat, you'll never be able to find me again." They already can't find me. You might as well tell Kat. You've got nothing to
Yeah,
lose, love. Do you know what I
exactly.
mean?
She's clearly made it so that they're not going to find her anyway, so you may as
Yeah.
well just tell her the truth, which he does end up doing. So
Yeah.
we'll come to that in a second. So Stacey, like, you know, so she hears that Alfie needs his money, and she's already sort of promised the money to Kat. A few people on our Facebook made an excellent point this week with this whole Stacey buying the pub thing effectively, because she's sort of like, she's lost two of the love of her lives in that place. Why would
I
she want
know.
to give a single penny to that building?
We've said this before. There's a lot of
Yeah,
trauma for Stacey in
there
that
really
pub. Why
is.
is
Like,
she?
I feel like aside from maybe Sharon, like Stacey has got the most trauma attached to that building.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Out of most of the people on the square,
Yeah.
yeah.
She'd give
But she's
100
not gonna
grand to a
really.
demolition service to knock that place
Well,
down to the rubble.
that's true. Giving it to that other woman who would be there instead.
Turn
Yeah,
it into
please
flats.
do.
That's fine.
Yeah, 5 story if you need to. As long as that's gone, that building. Yeah, fine. Well, she done that. I think. Yeah, but having said that, she's lost them all. Martin did love it before he died there.
Oh, he
Like,
did.
arguably, it was a good place for Martin to die, somewhere that he grew up in and were drinking there for many years. So maybe Stacey kind of sees it like that. I mean, I don't think she did,
Yeah, I
but.
mean, we're being flippant because obviously, we wouldn't have a show if like everybody decided that they were just never going to go into the Vicar ever again because it's too traumatic. It's just funny. But yeah, she kind of goes back on what she was going to say to Kat, and Kat basically sort of like sulks for a bit and eats a load of ice cream, and Stacey goes, "All right, fair, I'll give you the money." Basically, what happens, isn't it?
Well, she has that conversation with Jean, doesn't she? Because obviously Alfie rings Stacey's like, I need this 50K. And Stacey's like, well, funny you should say that because I've actually just come into loads of money, but I'm going to spend it on something else. And he's like, well, give it me. Then Jean manages to figure out something's going on between Stacey and Alfie and everything's not as it seems. And then obviously puts the two and two together. Oh, it's Hayley. And then says, so Stacey tells her the situation correctly, but as though it's Hayley. And then that's when Jean goes, well, that sounds dodgy. Maybe he should just give you money to Kat, who's like actually here for you. And it's interesting that she still chose to do that, even though Stacey knew that it was actually meant to be for Zoe. And that Kat would have probably said, give it to Zoe, I think, in that
Maybe,
scenario.
yeah, she probably would, but then at the same time, I think this is guilt from Stacey's part, isn't it? Like she
True.
knows how important the whole Zoe thing is, and she knows full well that Kat is more likely to be heartbroken because she's been keeping the Zoe secret from her. It's kind of self-preservation in a lot of ways, I think, as well, isn't it?
In a way, yeah, but to me, it still don't make sense because I think if they came clean maybe a week earlier than they have, Kat would understand why they'd kept it secret and be like, right, you were trying to ultimately do what were right for Zoe, but now you've realised that it wasn't. Rather than actually, you need to come clean now because Kat's found out something that's not true about the situation.
Yes,
Also,
it's
sorry, Stacey's pretty all on Alfie, even though she got Alfie involved in first place. Have you noticed
She was the
this?
one ringing out here. Hey, do you
Like,
want to come sort this, please?
It's like, Stacey, you got him involved,
You
you
know what
know.
Stacey's like. Anything to do with her own responsibilities, like, well, it was not my fault. I never did
If
this.
like
Not
he
my
took it
issue.
over, I just told
Look at
him what
him.
was
Look at
going
him
on.
over there. Look over there. Look what he's doing.
Him in
Nothing to do with me,
Barcelona,
isn't it? Nothing to
free
do with
holiday
me.
for him.
He's getting a tan. Look at me here, picking up the pieces. Yes. So the keys have been handed over. The auction happens. At the last moment, Kat comes and
Of
saves.
course.
Kind of comes and saves the Vic from being turned into flats, and Linda emotionally hands over the keys, and that's when they agree. Should we just swap places? And like, yeah, okay, let's do that. I mean, I just pause for a second. Like the moment, Linda's left the Vic. This is quite a big moment. It kind of feels like this maybe got sort of buried a little bit with all the Slater stuff, but Linda's not in the Vic anymore.
Yeah, I agree. And we didn't, yeah, we, I mean, she, you could see what a big moment it was for her. But like you said, because of everything else that were going on this week, it did get a little bit lost. And then she's just gone straight off on this cruise, hadn't she? So we're not even
Fair. Can't
seeing
blame her.
her, like, yeah, but I do feel like we could have done with seeing her in that flat or something with Elaine for like just a week, maybe would have been nice to see her going, right, okay,
New
that place that
life.
I've called home for what, 11 years is no longer mine. I've said my goodbyes. Said goodbye to Mick. Yeah, I feel like we could have done with maybe a little bit more of a moment for Linda,
I
but we
agree.
got what we got. We needed the drama, didn't we? We had
I
to have
mean,
this whole, is Kat gonna get it in time?
it,
We all know she's gonna, but oh look, lastminute.com, Jean sets blooming fire alarm off. Yeah, we got it.
I mean, we had a few little moments. There's some souvenirs of Mick have been left around, like his West Ham scarf still there. Impressed that I knew it was West Ham there, Rui.
But I thought that might cause controversy because I'm sure Alfie's a
Oh, he's
Spurs
yeah.
fan,
I think you
isn't
might be
he?
right. Yeah, I think you might be
Yeah, so
right.
I
But
thought,
then
is he going to come back and be like, that's got to go down?
that's out for a start. Yeah,
Say bye
maybe.
to that cat.
Imagine if that's going to be the main bone of contention between Alfie and Linda now. The
You
scarf, the football teams,
totally
always
would,
boils
though.
down.
You would, though. He will, if he is a Spurs fan, he will be like, that can't stay up. I'm not serving in a bar with that up.
I will set fire to this place again rather than that being left on my pub. I'm telling you now.
Too soon, Rob. Too soon.
So yeah, Linda's out and the Slaters are in. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mind Kat in there. It feels, you know, it feels,
Yeah.
it suits her. You know, we've had a few nice promo pictures released of sort of Kat behind the bar, and it's sort of like this is the new era of the Vic. Nice moment with her and Tommy. I thought Tommy's really excited to be
Yeah.
moving in there.
Yeah.
Nice, I think, also. I think Tommy was born in the Vic as well. So it's sort of when Kat was last landlady, because I think he was born in the in the beer barrel store, wasn't
There
he?
you go.
Yeah, so
Lovely
that's
little
nice.
bit.
Full
Life
moment.
go whatever
And
goes around and all that, yeah.
well, talking of what goes around, somewhat, I will say I didn't notice this myself, but someone posted on Twitter when Linda first became landlady, the first person she served was Billy.
Oh,
And she
okay.
handed over Billy to the new landlady at the when she
Interesting.
was leaving. I thought that was, I don't know if it was deliberate, but it was a nice touch either way,
It
wasn't
wasn't
it?
a. But you know, actually, when that happened, I thought that we should have seen Linda serve a last
The
drink.
last drink,
I were
yeah.
actually expecting that, but she handed it over to Kat, which showed I've said my bye's now.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
your gaff, Kat.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, how are we feeling about Kat there?
Yeah, I mean, it's we get the typical sort of slate of chaos at the start of it. So they have their first night sort of open. The pub's packed.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting pissed, which, you know, it's a pub. That's kind of what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
At some point, Mo gets too drunk and apparently goes and has a wee outside in the square and gets herself
As a
arrested for
wild
public,
wee in square.
yeah, for public exposure.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
not
yeah.
quite sure. I feel like the police have got better things to do than arrest old women for weeing in the
Oh,
square,
yeah.
haven't they?
Of course they have, especially in London, you'd think.
Yeah,
Especially in Walford.
I know. There's loads of other things going on. There's like the Slaters are literally the only pair on the square that aren't doing anything illegal at the moment. But yeah, you sure
Right.
you arrest Mo? That's fine. Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
They
Walford
should have
police.
thrown in something about it being ironic, seeing as though she's got loads of toilet roll that she's trying to flog at the minute as well,
Yeah, at
but
least arrest her for that. I mean, I wonder who phoned the police in the first place.
Ian.
You reckon? Yeah.
Yeah, of course it'd be
I thought
Ian.
Ian and Kat had a nice little moment this week where it was sort of like, fair play,
Yeah.
congratulations, good luck with it.
They did, because I think Ian were relieved it weren't that woman who were about to knock it all down and build flats, in
Yeah.
fairness. So then I think he were just like, well, out of the two options, I'd much prefer it was Kat. All right,
Yeah.
fair dues. We had his little beef, but at least I've got my pub to still drink in.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, they had their first sort of typical night of Slater chaos.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I think I would have preferred things to stay the way they were because I was enjoying sort of the night. I know the nights were sort of a Marmite to a few viewers, but I was enjoying them in there, so
I really enjoyed the night in there, especially Elaine, but we need to see what they've got ahead for them, because I would love Elaine to actually just take the Albert, or maybe her
yeah.
and Cindy do start some kind of weird
Yeah, I mean,
frenemy partnership, and she goes, you know what, I do need your expertise, Elaine, because
yeah,
I've run bars in Marbella, but do you know what, not in London. So yeah,
and not
come on
gay
board and give
bars.
me a hand. Yeah, not gay bars. Yeah.
Very different kettle of fish altogether. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, I'll be honest, I don't think it's helped that this is a word you used to use quite a bit. You haven't used it for a while. It felt a bit forced to get the Slaters in there
You loved
since.
me using that word, didn't
Oh
you, Ab? You always used to love it.
yeah, but it has felt a bit forced to get the Slaters in there because ultimately what you've had is sort of like the pub's blown up,
Yeah.
the Knights have got the pub back on its feet again, and then they've
Yeah.
sold it to somebody else, and it's sort of like it feels that, you know, it's
Yeah, I
this
know
is
what
what
you
I mean by
mean.
the this is what I mean by the line in the sand sort of thing. Like wages come over, it's like, well, the Slaters are in there now, so it's all happened quite quickly, so it's a bit
Yeah.
jarring, you know.
Well, and do you know what, though? In a way, it's a good job it was leaked about Kat. Otherwise, this would have felt even more jarring,
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
true, true.
Imagine if we'd have not, because we already knew it got, it, were it leaked or were it, no, it were leaked. It
I think it
weren't
was
announced,
announced.
were
I think it
it?
was announced because I've
Is
done
it?
promo pic. Yeah, because I've done promo pictures and stuff. So
Right.
they were. I think they were, the people that
I
follow all
mean,
this sort of thing were always going to know.
we knew ahead of time it were going to be
Yeah.
Kat. Had we not known that, this would have felt very like, oh, right, okay, so
Yeah,
Kat's
out of
got the wig
nowhere.
now, I'd say. Oh, right, okay, yep, of course, yep. Stacey's just got that money. Cool, yeah, of course, Kat's got the Vic now.
Yeah.
Do you think Alf is going to be game? Yeah, he will, won't he? He'll love it, to be fair.
I mean, I just think it's funny that the last time, because what, do you remember when Alfie bought the Vic for Kat as a surprise? She punched him in the face. I'm not
Oh,
saying
God,
that's gonna, I'm not gonna, I'm not saying that's what Alfie's gonna do to Kat, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of, it's interesting that they've sort of turned it on its head like that. Because I wonder how
Maybe Kat's
thrilled he
going to
is.
punch him in the face again when she finally sees
Wouldn't be
him.
surprised. Would not be surprised. I mean, it feels like, you know, what's Alfie's reaction gonna be when he discovers, oh, we live in a pub now, do we? You're right, Marv. With West Ham scarves everywhere. I'm thrilled. Yeah, brilliant.
Well,
Is that why he's gonna
that'll
punch
be.
her in the face? What are those
But
scarves doing there? Whack.
out of all the things you could have done. Well, I think he's gonna. I don't know. I'm gonna say, is he gonna be in? He might be more annoyed at Stacey for giving Kat the money for the Vic, and he might view it
Yeah.
as that could have gone on these men to get him off Zoe's back or whatever situation this is.
Or
But
whatever's going on
actually,
there, yeah.
ultimately, we know Zoe's gonna come back anyway, so he can't be too peeved.
Well, I don't
Yes,
think
I've
it's a spoiler.
seen.
Have you seen? Yeah, I don't think it's a
I
spoiler to
think.
say Michelle Ryan has released her Instagram.
A
She's filming.
selfie on the
She's
square.
she's filming, ladies and gents. So it's
Yes.
on off screen. It started. So we'll see her there in the next few weeks. So that's exciting. And it feels like this is, I mean, let's be real. Ben Wakely clearly loves the Slaters, and there's worse families to put at the
True.
forefront of the show. You know what I mean? So
Very true.
it's
Yeah, because
here. Get over
had
it.
it been Ian and Kathy who got it, I actually wouldn't have liked that.
I feel like there's some characters that you feel like are very much sort of like characters that are there for now, and then
Yeah.
the more permanent owners will come in. And I feel like that's sort of when the likes of Ian, Kathy, and Sharon get the Vic and sort of placeholders until the real owners come in.
Yeah.
Kat, it feels like because she's owned it before, it sort of
Yeah.
feels kind of like this is it
Yeah.
now. The Slaters are there. Mo's moved in for a bit.
Yep.
The boys are obviously there. Kat's now the landlady, and then when Alfie comes back, when her and Zoe eventually get, start talking again, is Zoe going to move into the Vic as well?
Is Zoe going to be the new alcoholic behind the bar?
Yeah, vaping like mad all the time. Could be.
Yeah, she loves the vape, doesn't she?
Does. So Jean accidentally reveals Stacey's fake secrets to Kat about Hayley.
Yeah.
So that's when Kat sort of discovers that Alfie was lying about sort of like cancer and all of that kind of thing. So that's not gone down well. And once Stacey has managed to calm her down about that and sort of made her think, all right, clearly this is for good reason. He wants to find
Yeah.
Cherry. It's not like I'd stop him from finding Cherry if he wanted to. Meanwhile, Alfie appears to be pissed somewhere in this hostel
Yeah.
he's in or whatever, and rings Kat and just sort of like, "Hey, Zoe, I'm looking for Zoe and I'm sorry." And that's sort of like one of the big cliffhangers at the end of the week, that he's actually left a voicemail on Kat's phone telling her basically the truth. So how's she
Yes.
going to react to that? My guess is not brilliantly.
No, and I don't think she's going to be jolting off to Spain anytime soon, considering she's just bought the vic either.
Yeah. Can't really afford a holiday at the minute, can she?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. How is she going to react? Or is she going to go, do you know what? Actually, fair play to you because you've been really trying to help my daughter out, and like, I'm really grateful.
Yeah, that's
But
not
again,
how
it's
she's going
like,
to
why don't you
react.
just tell her? Why don't you just
Yeah.
tell her?
Yeah.
Would have
I mean,
solved a lot of stuff.
it all depends on whatever this secret is that Zoe's holding, isn't it? Like, and are we still kind of thinking that it's to do with Joel?
That's true. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Like, I think it would really.
Maybe.
It feels like they were definitely hinting at that the week that Zoe was back, doesn't it?
I feel like the secret that she's ashamed of is that, but this stuff with the men who are supposedly after her has got nothing to do with any of it, I don't think.
Are there men after her, though? There aren't men
Or is
after her.
it? Or is it Ross who's trying to get money from Zoe because of what Joel's been doing, and he's secretly he's being like, "Come on, cough up. He's your son as well." Like,
Yeah.
or do you want me to tell everyone? Guess what? I'm on square with. I don't know. It can't be that.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Presumably, we're going to be getting a lot of answers when Zoe eventually arrives. I feel like it's going to, like they start to do big things again in September. I feel like that's
Yes.
when Zoe's going to return, is around September time.
Yeah, fair,
So,
yeah.
I don't know, that's when we get Max back as well,
Possibly, yeah.
possibly Ben as well. So it feels like actually, yes, things have happened quite quickly on screen. We're all of a sudden very much kind of elbow deep in a new era. But at the same time, it feels like they're actually building up what might be quite an exciting sort of climax towards the end of the year going into Christmas.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Gold star this week, Ree.
Who do I want to give it to? Oh, I'm torn, I'm torn, I'm torn, I'm torn. You go first.
Vinny.
Vinny, interesting.
I'm giving mine to Vinny for sure. I loved that. Like I said, that scene with him and Suki arguing at the start of the week was
Yeah,
my
no.
favourite. So I thought it was really good stuff.
I'm torn between Avani and Kat. I think, you know what? I'm just going to give it to Kat for getting the
Fair.
Vic.
No,
I'm
fair play.
enjoying Kat, in fairness.
Yeah.
Whether I think she suits the Vic right now is irrelevant to the fact that I'm enjoying Kat.
She's had
So,
a quiet
Kat.
couple of years as Kat, actually, to be fair.
Yeah,
Like, she's been
yeah.
very much sort of. I felt, yeah, obviously the big Tommy stuff was going on, and I feel like we haven't seen the end of that, so that's kind of
True.
important. I feel like Joel's going to have more of an impact on Tommy's behaviour
Yeah.
moving forwards. But I feel like Kat's not had a huge couple of years, so it's nice to see her sort of at the forefront of the show, because obviously Jesse Wallace
Yeah,
is incredible. We love Kat.
of
So,
course.
as quick as it's all felt, I'm looking forward to seeing sort of what
Yeah.
this new era that Vicky's going to
Yeah.
bring. And I'm looking forward to sort of seeing where Linda and Elaine and everybody go from here. Obviously, Linda's going
Yeah.
to be mixed in with the Max stuff.
Yeah, but where is she ultimately going to end up? Again, we've got the new set coming in,
Yeah.
so maybe they're just gonna, that's how they're gonna introduce
We
it, and they're gonna be working there or running something there.
have a smorgasbord of possibilities ahead of us, my darling. And talking of the Slaters' big new era, it feels like it is only just beginning. We have had another return announced, and this one I feel like has come out of the blue. Wasn't expecting this at all, but Anthony
Yeah.
Truman is coming back to EastEnders. In the official Facebook post, it has said Patrick Truman will be reunited with his son Anthony this summer as he and Yolande prepare to tie the knot. Nicholas Bailey has reprised his role, which comes 11 years after he last made an appearance. Ben Wadey has said it's great to welcome Nicholas back to the EastEnders family to reunite Patrick with his son, but Anthony's plan for a brief return to surprise his father ends up with him staying longer than he expected when he uncovers what has been going on in the Truman household. I mean, the few returns we've had, well, so few, the 40-odd returns we've had over the past couple of years, they've like specifically stated, he's back for a short stint or anything, but that's not been said here. So is this a permanent return for Anthony? With the fact that Zoe's back, Kat's in the Vic, it
Yeah.
feels like, this is more to do with putting the Slaters at the forefront of the show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does definitely feel like that. He's gonna get with Zoe then, right? They nearly
Or
got married, didn't they? Many,
they
many a
did.
moon ago. No pun
Many of them. I see what you
intended.
did there. I see what you did
Hey.
there. And obviously, they had the triangle with Zoe, Kat,
Yeah.
and Anthony as well. So it feels like that's obviously going to be revisited. So I wonder
You
what
can't have a
where this is
triangle again.
going.
She's with Alfie there, right? Or is
Yeah, I
it
mean, Kat doesn't still have affairs now, surely, does
stir
she?
up some old feelings,
Yeah,
maybe?
does
Is he
she?
something to do with Zoe? Nah, I feel like this is separate. It's going to be just a coincidental
Yeah, I mean,
return all the time, right?
he's back for Patrick and
Yeah,
Yolande's wedding, and then he
you
ends up
presume,
staying
yeah.
around. So, I mean,
But
it's this.
he says that he uncovers something in the Truman household. What is it that he's
Well,
going to uncover?
I'm presuming what's been going on with Yolande,
You
and then
reckon?
sort of stay, and then obviously the effect it's been having on their
Hmm.
relationship, and then sort of stays around
Okay.
to support, I would assume, and then comes face to face with Zoe again, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wondered if there was something else that we've not seen going to happen with the
Still to come.
Trumans and
Still to come, maybe.
yeah,
But it seems
possibly.
like that's happening in the summer, so maybe next month, along,
Yes.
August time, I think maybe this might be happening. So we'll be seeing Anthony very, very soon. So that's exciting. I mean, so 11 years ago, he last appeared in 2014 when Patrick had his stroke. It was the last time we saw
Yeah.
Anthony.
Wow,
So.
what a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He did have a brief scene with Kat back then. It was kind of they sort of like nice. They sort of smiled at each other and had a bit of a
Yeah.
conversation, sort of reminisced about the past, and then that was sort of the end of that. And then obviously he went to focus more on Patrick. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see the three of them back on screen together. Like the noughties
Very.
all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So he's going to work at the Panesar surgery, surely, as well.
If he's back full time, we don't know if he is
True.
back full time, but if it's a permanent return or not. But if he does, then yeah, that would make sense.
Interesting. I'm here for it. I used to love Anthony back in the day anyway. Great character.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got a medical person on in the show at the minute now. Sonia's left.
No, that's what I was trying. I'm literally trying to think who else is there that could be working there, and I can't think of anyone.
Is he coming back to be
No.
the new Dr. Legg? Is that what's happening here?
Hopefully. That'd be nice. I could see
Yeah.
that working. Yeah. So on to a few comments that we've got today, Rob.
Oh,
We've
yeah.
got one here from Natalie Henderson who says, I've been watching old episodes from 2021 and saw flashes of old Sue Kay and the way she used to be in today's episode. Also saw a clip from way back when Oscar was last in it and he had glasses. Wonder what happened there. I do really like the new Oscar though, but just a small thing I spotted. Monkey
Vanity, that's
covering
what.
their eyes
Yes.
emoji.
Vanity, that's what's happened there. It happens with glasses people sometimes. Oh, yes. I
Contact
mean,
lenses.
contact lenses or laser eye surgery. All of these are possibilities. Or they forgot that Oscar used to wear glasses. Any of those
Well,
possibilities.
I did think it actually when he came back. I was like, oh, he's lost his glasses. But do you remember Ben did that? We
Yeah,
had
yeah,
Ben
yeah.
for so long into
With
like
glasses.
early 20s with
Yeah.
glasses. And then Max Bowden came. Like, oh, I don't wear glasses
Don't wear
anymore.
glasses anymore. Contact
Don't
lenses. My
need them.
sight has returned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder sometimes if glasses are a bit of a pain in the arse to film. Like, are there any regular characters that wear glasses? And sort of
Brigitte, didn't
reflections and
yeah,
all of that
true,
sort of thing. I
Reflections,
wonder
yeah.
if that's a thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who wears glasses. Now you're saying it, I can't really think of anybody who
I bet
is
they'll be really obvious.
specially.
Sharon occasionally puts on a special
Yeah,
specs to read stuff.
yeah, yeah.
I love Sharon's specs. They're great.
Do you know what I also thought though with glasses? I think for some reason you associate, I mean, us two, spec wearing lovers here, but you associate glasses with somebody who's not got like maybe bad qualities. So maybe if you put Oscar coming in wearing glasses, you might think, oh, it's little Oscar, but bringing him in not wearing them, well, that always a bit
Yeah.
rough around edges, isn't he, our Oscar? Maybe the same with Ben a little bit.
Maybe.
It's always a bit of a, oh, look, it's little Ben. Now it's like, oh no, it's
Bad boy,
Ben.
the
And he
glasses
wears
are off.
contact lenses,
The
all
glasses are
right.
off. He means business. So,
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, to be
possibly.
fair, Clark Kent always removes his glasses before he turns into Superman. He can't save the world
I
with glasses
mean,
on. Yeah.
if the cap fits, if the
If the
glasses
glasses
don't
don't
fit.
fit. But as for everything else, yeah, the old Suki. What I would say is that Ben Wadie was quite instrumental in the creation of the Panasars when he was first
Interesting.
around.
Right.
So
That makes
I
sense then.
wonder if we might be getting some flashes of the old Suki back in this era, sort of the old ruthless Suki.
Well, now you said that, maybe this Varney story, like, I don't think she's going to have an abortion. I think she's going to do a lot of scheming, you know, Suki. Maybe we're going to see scheming Suki. She's not even going to tell Eve, because I would have thought that she would have told Eve by now about Varney. But Varney did make a pinky promise. Is that where she
Yeah,
draws the
that's
line, Suki?
yeah.
If
I
there's a
mean, I
pinky
think
promise, she's like, oh.
it's a contract, the pinky
We did pinky
promise.
promise, to be
We did,
fair,
yeah, and that means
so.
a lot. And yeah, I mean, to be fair though, she only just discovered it in the last episode of the week, didn't she? So I feel like Eve will find out next week.
You reckon?
I
I
think
don't
so.
know. Now you said that about Wadey and being, you know, a really big part of creating the Panasars. I can see him making Suki scheme for a little bit longer.
Maybe,
And then
maybe.
maybe down the line,
And
Avani'll abort.
what I would
But
also say is that are Eve and Suki at risk? Because is Eve going to be want to be with scheming Suki? Because if you remember, Eve has changed Suki quite a lot. You know, she's turned
they've
into a
been happy
much
for a
sort
while,
of
haven't they?
yeah. They're due a
Yeah.
bit of drama, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely do a bit of drama, so you might have a point. I think even if it got left here, right, and the Avani aborted and Suki went, well, you've done it now, what can I do? I
Yeah.
still think if Eve found out what had been going on and what Suki had been saying, she'd still be pretty peeved. I think it's gonna go a bit further than that. So yeah, I think they've got a bit of drama ahead of them, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Final comment from Ben Greentree, who says the Slater slash Moon family in the Vic will take some getting used to, but I'm quite excited. I mean, yeah, it is an exciting time, and I think that's about right. It will take some getting used to because we've just had such a long period of essentially the Carters in the Vic. I mean, yeah,
Yeah.
the Knights came in,
Nice.
and yeah, Moon Knight, you know, same thing. You know, but it's going to take some getting used to, and it's been a bit jarring, but I'm sure in a couple of weeks we'll be perfectly used to it. That's just what happens, isn't it? We're quite adaptable as soap viewers.
Yes.
We, you know, if things change, we tend to get used to them quite quickly, I think.
Do you think that Wade is like just trying to kind of recreate the nostalgia of the noughties era EastEnders?
He has said that that was his era. So I
Yeah,
feel
that
like, you know,
makes
if you're in
sense with
charge of
his
a
age.
yeah, I mean, if you're in charge of a show, then you had a specific era that you grew up with and loved, and you know, that's when he fell in love with the show. I think it's completely understandable that you'd want to sort of bring some of that back, some of that nostalgia. And to be fair, back in those days, the show was watched by about 27 million people. So, you know, it's
Well,
not a
this is
bad
it,
thing to revert back to.
and if you think about the age range of people who would have
Yeah.
probably watched when Cat was landlady, they might switch on and go, oh, Cat's landlady again. What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to
Oh,
watch that
Zoe's
for a
back. Oh,
minute.
Anthony's back. You know,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
There's rhyme and reason to it. Method to the
Yeah.
madness. So, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see where it all goes from here. Very exciting, but it does very much feel like we're at the dawn of a brand new era, not only for the Vic but also for the show. So, see
Yes.
where it goes, and we will be here to talk about it every single week. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark.
Yes, you can
Also,
indeed. Go
Rob,
on.
you
Yes,
can find
we.
us on the EastEnders wiki page these days.
Yeah, you
Did you
can.
know?
Someone has made a,
Thank
like, so you've
you.
got EastEnders Wiki. It's not like actual
Yeah.
Wikipedia. We're not that famous,
No.
but EastEnders Wiki has
Yeah.
now got a page for us on there. Someone's made it, and they've actually done a chart for all the episodes where all the gold stars have gone to. I loved it.
I did. Thank you for taking all that time
Yeah,
and effort to do
whoever's
that
done
about Will
that.
Holdos, eh?
I know. Thanks for everyone. Genuinely, that's quite sweet. Thank you very much to
Yeah.
whoever did that. It feels like we're properly part of the team now, doesn't it?
It does.
You can a few clicks away from, you know, actual cast members. We're pretty much, this is fame, really. This is.
We're in there.
Don't let it change you, all right? Don't let it change you too much, okay?
I might get recognised at Asda in a bit.
You might do. You might do. So that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.